Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yosef Sonnenschein. Meseches Chagiga has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Dovi Merenstein as a zchus for their children.
The following shiur is on Daf Yud Beis in Mesechta Chagiga. The Gemara in the beginning of Daf Yud Beis gives us two descriptions of the enormous stature of Adam HaRishon Kaidem HaChet. The Gemara brings Rabbi Lazar that says Adam HaRishon Min HaOretz Ad LaRokia. And the Gemara brings Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav that says, Adam HaRishon Misoif HaOilam Ve'ad Soifoi. Now these two explanations describe a physical stature of Adam that's well beyond our imagination, that seems to fill the world. The Maral in Gur Aryeh, on that Pasuk of Lamin Hayoim in Parshas Va'eschanan, explains that the physical stature of Adam was a reflection of his Pnimius Dika Mahus. Because the world, the Maral says, was chaser without Adam. The world is a bria chasera without the shleimus of having an Adam in it. The MS is, it's a Mesilas Yesharim. The Mesilas Yesharim says in Perek Aleph, V'im tamik oid be'inyin tirek, ki ha'oilam nivra l'shimosh ha'adam. The world was created for the use of Adam. This means that the entire enormity of the bria exists to be the makim avoida of the Adam. And a world without an Adam is like a goof without a neshama. It's just a physical, directionless, purposeless cheftza. And only once there's a brias ha-Adam does the entire world have a meaning and a focus, a tzura, a direction. And Memela, the Gemara describes the stature of Adam as being one that fills the world. Min ha'oretz ad l'rokia, or mi soifa oilam ve'ad soifa. All this was until Adam HaRishon's chait. This tremendous stature of soifa oilam ve'ad soifa, or from the oretz ad l'rokia. But the Gemara says that after the chait, kivan shesorach, once Adam did his aveira, he niach HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodov olav umiatoi. Hashem put his hands on him and diminished him. Shenemar ochor vokedem tzartoni vatoshes olai kapecho. The pasuk in Tehillim says, ochor vokedem tzartoni, and you placed upon me your kaf, you placed your hand upon me, and that's the diminishing and miniaturizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to Adam as a result of the chait. The Hafla in his Pirush Panim Yafos, Parshas Bereishis, Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin on the Pasuk of Ayitzer Hashem Elokim Es HaAdam, explains that this miut of Vatoshes Olai Kapecha was a tremendous loss of Hasaga of Chochma and Ruchnius. The miut was that because Adam HaRishon was nichnas into the world of chait, some of the lichtigkeit of his chachma and his kedusha left him. The Hafla says that this is in keeping with the Gemara in Saita. The Gemara says, "Ein Adam over avera, elo im kein nichnas boi ruach shtus." The person doesn't do an avera without a ruach shtus coming within him. Now the emes is that Pashup Shad in that Gemara is that if someone does an Avera, Vaistois, he had a Ruach Shtos, a Bal Seichel, a Chacham would never do an Avera. But the Hafla is learning Shad in that Gemara that if someone does an Avera, they lose a Chelik of their Neshama. They lose a connection with their Kedusha, and a Ruach Shtos, a foolish Ruach, comes in and takes its place. This is not just the Chiddush of the Hafla, it's Be'emes written in the Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Aleph, Perak Yutes, the same idea that when a person does a chait, there are heights of his neshama that leave him, that they're nifra, they separate from him because the neshama never involves itself in chait. And this is the miut that happened to Adam HaRishon, that he went from a madreig of min ha'oretz ad l'rokia, which indicates a tremendous level of ruchnius, ad l'rokia, to a level of vatoshes olai kapecha, which means that he lost a certain connection and a certain dveikus that he had with the heights of the madreiga of his neshama. Until now we've explained the end of the pasuk, vatoshes olai kapecha. But what's the pshat in the beginning of the pasuk and the hemshech of the pasuk? Ochor vokedem tzartoni vatoshes olai kapecha. Ochor, later, vokedem, and earlier, tzartoni, you formed me, Vatoshes olai kapecho. So we found three perushim to explain the hemshech of Ochor Vokedem Tzartani. The first one is Rashi. Rashi explains, later and earlier you formed me, as referring to the two times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Isaac in forming Adam. Originally he formed him to be min ha'oretz ad l'rokia, or mei soifa oilam v'yad soifoi. That was the original forming and creating of Adam. And then later you formed me, and that was after Vatosha Solai Kapecho, when Adam was diminished and made smaller. The Hafla that we mentioned earlier in the Sefer Panim Yafos explains a little bit differently. He says, Ochor and Kedem, later and earlier, is referring to the Guf and the Neshama. The Guf, which is later, which is of a lower Madrega. And the Neshama, which is Kedem, which is the Bechor, which is a higher Madrega. Ochor v'kedem tzartoni. You formed me with the Guf and with the Neshama. Vatoshes olai kapecho, but because of my chait, I lost my connection with that neshama, as we explained earlier. I lost some of the height of the ruchnius of my neshama, and I was left with more ochor than kedem. So despite ochor v'kedem tzartoni, I was left with ochor because vatoshes olai kapecho. The Marsha in Sanhedrin daf lamed ches amud beis says a third pshat. He says, Ochor v'kedem tzartoni could be referring to the end of the world and the beginning of the world. From the Mizrach to the Mairav, you formed me. As the Gemara says, that Adam was created, misoifa oilam v'yad soifai. So, Ochor v'kedem tzartoni, originally you formed me to be magnificent in stature, from one end of the world to the other, from the Ochor all the way to the Kedem. But then because of the Chait, Vatoshes olai kapecha, because of the chait, I was made smaller. It's worth noting that although Adam was made smaller, he wasn't made small. It seems that there was a girsa in the Gemara here and in Masechta Sanhedrin when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam smaller to say, Hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu yadav olav umiyatoi, and that Adam was oimed on mea ama, that he was left 100 amas tall. Rashi on Daf Kuf Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin seems to have been gairus this way. Rashi brings our Gemara in Chagiga, Kedamrinam b'Chagiga shemiyatoi HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'he'emidoi al meyo ama shenemar v'atoshas alai kapecha, and Rashi points out that Kaf is gematria 100, Chaf is 20, and Pei is 80. V'atoshas alai kapecha means you were mayimind me on 100 amas. Although it doesn't exist in our Gemara, such a girsa, that Adam was 100 amas tall, it is in our Medrash. The Medrash says that after Adam Rishon did the chait, and Vayisparu Ale Te'ena, because they realized that they were Arum, it says that Adam and Chava then heard the Koil Hashem Mishalech Bagon. They heard the presence of Hashem, and they went to hide. Adam Rishon hid. So the Medrash asks, how could Adam Rishon hide? If he was misaifa oilam v'yad soifai, if he was min ha'oretz ad l'rokia, how is it possible for someone of that stature to hide? Omar ab evoi gor'o koimosoi v'nase shel kuf ama. His koima, his stature became smaller, and he became 100 amas tall. It's fascinating that even Adam in his miniature, in his diminished stature, was of such height to be 100 amas tall. The maral that we began with in Gur Aryeh on this pasuk in Parshas Vayeschanan of Lemin Hayoim Asher Bara Elokim Adam Al Haaretz says that the number 100 is an extremely shalem dika number, and it represents a tremendous madrega in its own right. So even though Adam Arishan was once of such stature min ha'oretz ad l'rokia, but the stature that he was left in even after a chait was not insignificant. He was still left with the tremendous gadlus of being he'emid al meyo ama. The Gemara further down the Amud on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph tells us about the special or that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created b'yom Rishon. Oyer Shabara Kadosh Baruch Hu B'Yom Rishon Adam Tzayfa Bay Misayfa Olam V'Yat Tzayfa. This Oyer that Hakadosh Baruch Hu created B'Yom Rishon, Adam can see with it from one end of the world to the other. Kivan Shenestakel Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'Dor HaMabul U'B'Dor HaFloga. When Hakadosh Baruch Hu thought about the Doros of Rishonim that would follow, V'Ro'o Shema'asehem Mikul Kolim Omad V'Gonzoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Goyniz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid this special Or. The Gemara brings a pasuk, Vayimona me Rishoyim Oyrom, that the Rabban Shalom held back from Rishoyim their Or. Ulami Gonzoi, and who did he hide it for? Letzadikim la'asid lavai. Now this Gemara, that tells us B'Shem Rebbe Lazar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Goyniz the Or HaRishoyim, Rashi in Chumash tells us that the Gemara learns it from the Pasuk itself. The Pasuk tells us, Vayar Elohim es ha'or ki toiv, Vayavdel Elohim bein ha'or uvein ha'choshech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the or, that it was toiv, and he separated between the or and the choshech. Rashi in Chumash tells us, on that Pasuk, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Dalet and Bereshis, Af boze onu tzrichim ledivrei agoda. In this pasuk as well, we need divrei agoda. Now we know that Rashi doesn't avail himself of divrei agoda of midrashim unless he has a problem with the pshat, with the simple reading of the pasuk. What is the need in this pasuk for divrei agoda onu tzrichim ledivrei agoda? So the Maral in Gur Aryeh explains that there's something interesting about this pasuk. Usually when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at something and it was good, it's because it reached its shleimus. It is now perfect. It's now the exact bria that's necessary for the bria. Vayar Elohim ki toiv. However, in this pasuk, the pasuk tells us Vayar Elohim es ha'or ki toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the or was good, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu continued to do something with this or. Vayavdel Elohim bein ha'or uvein ha'choshech. If the or was toiv and it was complete and good and shalem, why does the Rabbeinu Shalom continue to need to do something with this or? From here, Rashi understands the need to look into Divrei Agoda, and he brings our Gemara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that it wasn't kedai lehishtamish boi Rishoyim. It wasn't kedai that Rishoyim should use this or. It wasn't appropriate for Rishoyim. So vehivdiloi letzadikim la'asid lavoi, he was mavdalit for tzadikim la'asid lavoi. According to this, the reading of the pasuk is Vayar Elohim es ha'or ki toiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the or was good. It was toiv, it was too good. Vayavdel Elohim bein ha'or uvein ha'choshech. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated between the or and the choshech. He separated it away from the Rishayim and was goinezit for tzadikim la'asid lavai. The Ramban al HaTorah presents a problem with Rashi's perish on the pasuk, and the truth is that it's a problem on our Gemara. Frek the Ramban, the way Rashi makes the pasuk sound, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Ur, and then when he considered the Rishayim that will be created, the Rishayim that will exist later on in history, the Dor HaMabul and the Dor HaFloga, he decided to hide it. Frek the Ramban, it sounds like we're attributing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu midos that really only a person would have. The Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't create something and then realize a tos and fix it. The Rabbeinu Shalom realizes everything meirosh and creates things in perfection immediately. As the pasuk says in Parshas Balak, Loi ish keil v'yichazev, uven odom v'yisnechem. The Rabbeinu Shalom is not a person who has charata when he does something or creates something. And Im Kain, how do we understand the pasuk according to Rashi? And indeed, how do we understand our Gemara that the Rabbeinu Shalom first created the Ur in a way that it was begoloi on this world, and then upon considering the Rishayim of later Dairois, Omad Vigonzoi? I'd like to share with you two approaches to deal with this problem that the Ramban presents. One approach is brought by the Maharal in Gur Aryeh on this pasuk, and the other is brought by the Tzidkas HaTzadik, by Reb Tzadok HaKohen Milublin. The Maral says that of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu always knew that after the Ur was created it would be hidden. Nothing was Neschadesh, there was no Taos, and the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't change his mind. Yet it was necessary to create the Ur Begaloi and then to hide it. And the reason for this is that since La'asid Lavai, the Ur is going to exist Begaloi, and it's going to be Nizgale on the world for tzaddikim, as the Gemara tells us. Ein kol chadash tachas hashemesh. There's nothing new in creation. And even the way that the Bria is going to look la'asid lavoi was created during Sheshes Yimei Bereshis. So even though the Rabbeinu Shel Olam knew that for the dairis of Olam Hazeh until asid lavoi, it was going to exist begniza, and the Ur wouldn't be begoli, wouldn't be revealed in this world, afal pikein, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam first created it begoloi, the way it would need to exist la'asid lavoi, and then omad v'gonzoi, he hid it, kol zman, there is a possibility of rishayim in Olam Hazeh. That's the approach of the Maharal. Reb Tzadik HaKoyen Melublin, in Tzidkas HaTzadik, Ois Kuf Mem Gimel, says something fascinating. He says that the way the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created the world is that when a person starts a new involvement, a new knisa into Torah and into Avodas Hamidos, Avodas Shebelev, there is a tremendous Siyata Deshmaya in the beginning, and in his words, Hashem Yisbarach Meir Loi Me'oid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides tremendous Ur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides a tremendous burst of Ur in the beginning of his Avodah, which subsequently is nigna, subsequently is hidden as the person continues to try to work through the avodah until the seif. Zokter Tzadik, this teva ha'olam was created when the Rabbeinu Shel Olam created an ur begaloi, and then he hid it. Why did it have to first be begaloi and then be hidden, Frechter Tzadik? Zokter Tzadik, because this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. That when we begin a new thing in Avodas Hashem, a new knisa, l'tayra v'avodas shebelev, there's a burst of siyata d'shmaya in the beginning, like a giloi ha'or, even though in the hemshech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gainez it, and it's our avodah to pursue it, and to grow in that area of avodah, even without that initial burst of or. Now these words of Reb Tzadik are extremely important for us to keep in mind in our own personal Avodas Hashem. Often a person finds that he begins a project, a seder, a mitzvah, a chesed, a kabbalah, and he feels tremendous siyata d'shmaya in the beginning, and it's almost easy to do and easy to accomplish, but b'meshach hazman, it becomes more difficult, and that ur, that energy in the beginning leaves him. Now we know that this is the way that the world works. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. There's a Gilui Ha'or in the beginning, and it's Nignaz afterwards. But what is the purpose of a Gilui Ha'or in the beginning, only to be Nignaz afterwards? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduce the Avodah, bring into the Knisa of a person's Avodah, this tremendous Ur, if it is only going to be hidden and out of sight while the person is working to maintain the consistency and the Madrega of his Avodas Hashem? Reb Tzadik, in another place, provides us with the answer to this question. In the Pre-Tzadik, Pesach, Maimer Mem Zayin, Reb Tzadik echoes a concept that exists in many Svarim about the Madrega that Klal Yisrael were on by Yitzias Mitzrayim and by Kriyas Yamsuf. At those times, we find tremendous descriptions of the extraordinary Madregois and Hasagois that Klal Yisrael had reached, specifically by Kriyas Yamsuf, that Klal Yisrael were literally able to point with a zeh keili v'anveyu. And Chazal tell us, Ra'aso shifcha al hayom, mashalei ro'u hanaviyim, that even a shifcha on the yom saw tremendous giluyim, a tremendous gilui, and kirvas elikim, that even the neviyim didn't experience. Reb Tzadik tells us that this madrega, and this hasaga that Klal Yisrael had at that time was not their own. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed it upon them, but it was not a result of their own avodah. It was only after the 49 days of Svira, and after the constant Avodah of Klal Yisrael going higher and higher in anticipation of Kabbalah HaTorah, that Klal Yisrael truly reached the Madrega on their own accord, on their own koyach, their own energy, B'shas Maimed Har Sinai, B'shas Matan Torah. The Ur that they experienced by Kriyas Yamsuf, Reb Tzadok says, is like the Ur of Olam Haba, of Asid Lavay, and is also like the Ur that they experienced, B'shas Matan Torah. And yet, in the beginning of their Avodah, by Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf, they almost received it artificially. It wasn't on their own kayach, it wasn't on their own zuchus. And only b'meshech their avodah did they receive this ur from their own kayach. Zogt Reb Tzadok, the kavana of this tremendous gilui ur in the beginning of their path was to give them the cheshek, to give them the hasaga, to know what they're working towards. Once they had experienced it once, by Kriyas Yamsuf, by Yetzias Mitzrayim, once they had experienced the enormous pleasure and the enormous godless of the Kervas Alekim of those times, it planted within them a tremendous cheshek to reach the Madrega on their own, which they did when it came time for Maimed Har Sinai. This, it would seem, would be the case whenever a person starts a new project in his Avodas Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides an Ur Gadol in the beginning, because in that way the person feels motivated and has the cheshek, the proper desire to continue to pursue this goal until he's megala those madrigas on his own. This being the case, it stands to reason that when a person starts a new Seder, when a person starts a new level of Avodas Hashem, and then the original Ur dissipates, that he should not lose hope, and he should continue to consistently embrace that Madrega until the final Gilui Ha'ur in the end. At this point, in examining the sugya of the Gnizas Ha'ur, we discovered the Pasuk in Parshas Bereishis, which is the Makar for our Gemara, that there was an Ur that was Nignaz, and we discovered various Mahalachim to explain why an Ur was created begolui, which was then Nignaz and hidden. Now let's look at the actual Gniza itself. The Gemara tells us that with this Ur, Adam Tzaifa Baimi Tzaifa Oilam V'yat Tzaifa, a person can look from one end of the world until the other end. What does this mean? What type of Re'iya is this that you can see from one end of the world to the other? Rav Dessler in Michtav Me'eliyo, Chelek Aleph, page 91, explains that it means that the entire Bria was completely open to him. With an Ur like this, a person saw everything. They saw the Yad Hashem, they saw the Hashgachas Hashem, they were able to see the Sheirish of the entire Bria and the Ruchnius that was within the Pnimius of the entire Bria. In the Sefer Pachad Yitzchak on Chanukah, Rishima Hei, Rav Huttner Zatzal teaches us a very important yesod in understanding what it means when Chazal tell us that something is Begniza, that something is Nignaz. Zogt Rav Huttner, that Begniza doesn't mean that it's put away, that it's hidden in the sense that it's no longer here. Rather, Begniza means that our relationship with it, our connection with it, is in a hidden way. That it's no longer out in the open, but it's more subtle and it's hidden. In what way was the Ur hidden? Why is the Hashgachas Hashem, why is the clarity of the Teichen of the whole Bria not clear to us anymore? This is because the Rabbeinu Shel Olam put into place a system that hides the Yad Hashem. And that system is called Teva. The Ramban in Parashas Bo tells us that the truth is that every natural thing that takes place in the world, everything in the world of Teva, is really a nes. And they're just nisim that happen betmidius, nisim that happen with consistency, nisim that are part of a cycle or a system. However, the fact that the nisim of Teva happen within a cycle or a system and their source of ruchnius is not nikkur hides the Yad Hashem in the Bria from us. So initially, Adam Tzayfa by me, Tzayfa Eilam v'yat Tzayfa, a person was able to see the Ur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria, and was able to observe how the entire Bria is mushpa from the Ur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, of course, the entire Bria is still mushpa from the Ur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but because the Rabbanu Shalom put into place this system called Teva, that Ur is now hidden. Now, if you examine the Midrashim, you find many, many references that this Ur is revealed through the Torah. I mean, the Pasuk tells us, Kiner mitzvah v'tayra Ur. Torah is described as Ur. We're all aware that in the Megillas Esther, when it says, La Yehudim ha'isa Ura v'simcha v'sasain v'yikar, that Rashi brings the Gemara, that Ura zu Taira. The Balaturim in Parshas Bereishis on the words Es Ha'or points out that Es Ha'or is begematria batayra, as if to say that the Ur is in the Torah. The Bereishis Rabbah also points out that it says Ur five times in those Psukim in Maisa Bereishis, Keneged the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And the Bnei Yisoschar in Chaydish Kislev brings a fascinating Rekeach, that the 36 hours that Adam HaRishon used and benefited from this Ur in Gan Eden are connected to 36 Masechtas of Talmud Bavli. V'chohena rabbis, many references that this Ur HaRishoni, this first Ur that was Nignaz L'Tzadikim, is available through the Torah. Why is that? Chazal tell us that Histakel Be'oiraisa Ubara Alma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked into the Torah and created the world. The Torah is the blueprint for the world. The Torah is the pnimius of the Bria. The Torah is the neshama of the Bria. So if the Ur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was hidden in this system called Teva, this external system that seems to be manhig the Bria, and the Yad Hashem is hidden, one who learns Torah is cracking that code. One who learns Torah is going into the pnimius and the source of the Torah. One who learns Torah is connecting to the Bayrei Ha'olam, to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam who looked into the Torah and created the world. So it's no wonder that Torah serves as a mafteach, as a key, to unlock that Ur, and that we find many references to Torah as Ur. Because if the Ur is hidden within this shroud, in this fog called Teva, which hides the Yad Hashem, one who goes directly to the source of the Bria, to the blueprint of the Bria, to the Dvar Hashem, which is the pnimius of the whole world, certainly he's gone past the world of Teva, and he lives in a world that's able to access this tremendous Ur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, B'yayim Rishon. We find a fascinating thing, if you go through various parshiyos in the Torah, that it seems that the Ur reveals itself a number of times in the Torah, and every time it does, it goes through a mahalach of Gniza. Two of those places are by Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, it says that his mother saw him, that he was good. Vatera oisai ki toiv, perek beis, pasuk beis, and parashas shemais. Now these words, ki toiv, are the same words that the Pasuk uses in Parshas Bereishis to describe the Ur for the first time. Based on this, Rashi brings the Gemara that when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Nismale Habayis Kulei Ura, the entire house filled with light. Now, based on our Gemara, that when the HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the light Biyom Rishon, it was the Ur HaGanuz, it stands to reason that the Ur that we deduce from Gzeirah Shavah of Ki Toiv is also referring to the Ur HaGanuz, that the Ur that shone out from Moshe Rabbeinu when he was born was related to this special Pnimi Yisdika, Ruchni Yisdika Ur. The Balaturim on the words Ki Toiv Hu when Moshe Rabbeinu was born point out that there are five tagin on the words Ki Toiv, and that they refer to the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to give when he got older. And this seems to indicate that the Ur that filled the house when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Ki Toiv, has to do with the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was the Nosein HaTorah. And since Oira Zu Torah, since the Torah, as we mentioned before, is connected to this Or, the Nosein HaTorah would come out from him a tremendous Giloy of this Or. In fact, the Tanit Ve'eliyo, Perek Dalit, says that the Ma'or Ponim, Shehoya L'Moshe Rabbeinu Ba'olam Hazeh, the Ma'or Ponim, the light of his face that Moshe Rabbeinu had in Olam Hazeh, is the Ma'or Ponim that Tzadikim have La'asid Lavoi. Similarly, we find in the Sifri, in Pinchas, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Ro'eh Misofa Olam V'ad Sofa, and that's not surprising. If Moshe Rabbeinu was blessed, taka, with this Or, Hagonas, that the Rabbeinu Shlom created for Tzadikim La'asid Lavoi, it's no wonder that he was Ro'eh Misofa Olam V'ad Sofa. This is the special Or that filled the house when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the Nosein HaTorah, and the Torah is the Mafteach to the revelation of this Or. And twice we find by Moshe Rabbeinu that there was Or, but also that it was hidden, that it was Nignaz. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, it says, Vatera Oisei Ki Toiv, and we darshan that the house was filled with light, but right afterwards the Pasuk says, Vatitzpinoi, and they hid him. There was a Gnizas Ha'or. And the Klei Yochar points out that she hid him, because she saw that that's what happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that he created originally a Giloy of Ur, and he hid it. When Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, there was also a tremendous Giloy of Ur. They saw that it was Koran Ur Ponov, the Ur of his face shone. And there too we find that there was a Mahalach of being Goynezit, as the Pasuk says, that Moshe Rabbeinu put a masve, a mask, on his face. Once again, initially beginning with a revelation of that Ur, and then the recipient of that Ur being Goynezit, just like the Rabbeinu Shloim did, Omad Vegonzoi. And the third place that we find that this Ur revealed itself, and that the recipient of the Ur was Goynezit, is by the Mon. The Ramban in Parshas Beshalach, Perek Tezayin Pasuk Vov, brings an arichas about the man, and mitoich dvarov, he says that the man, he describes what the man was, and he says v'haman hu mitoldas ha'or ha'elyoin shenizgashem birtzoin boir o yizbarach. He says that the or comes from that or elyoin, that or that shemayim deka or that became physical. It was nizgashem because that was the ratzon Hashem. So that means that the man is a physical toilada of the Or HaElyon. And on the man we find that there was a tzivoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to take the man and to put it away in a tzinsenes achas lefnei Hashem, limishmeres, to put it away, limishmeres. Zokt Rashi, on the word limishmeres, in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Lamed Beis, and Parshas Beshalach, limishmeres, Ligniza. And it's no wonder. Once again, we find a revelation of that Ur, as the Ramban says, that the Mon is mitoilodas ha'or ha'elyon, and the recipient of that Ur would place it lemishmeres, ligniza, because that's what we do with the Ur. We're going is it. Let's move on to the next inyan, the Braisa on the bottom of Amud Aleph, where the Braisa brings a machloikis, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai say that Shamayim was Nivra Tchila, and then the Oretz. Beis Hillel says that the Oretz was Nivras Tchila, and then the Shamayim. Beis Shammai brings a pasuk that says, Bereishis Bore Elohim es HaShamayim v'es HaOretz, where Shamayim is mentioned first. And Beis Hillel brings a pasuk, B'yoyim Asois HaShem Elohim Eretz v'Shamayim, where Eretz is mentioned first. The Marsha asks over here a powerful question. We know that Bereishis is one of the Asara Ma'amoros, and with Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Shamayim Va'oretz. So if both Shamayim and Oretz were created with the one Maimer of Bereishis, how is it possible to have a Machlekes which one was created first? They were both created simultaneously with the Maimer Bereishis. Also, Beis Shammai brings a pasuk, Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim v'es ha'aretz. What does Beis Hillel respond to that pasuk? And Beis Hillel's pasuk, B'yoyim asayis Hashem Elokim eretz v'shamayim. How does Beis Shammai respond to that pasuk? Now it's true that further down the Amud, Rish Lakish says a pshat to be miyashiv the two psukim. But the Marsha points out that that couldn't be pshat in Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, because if it was, then it wouldn't be a machlaikis. Clearly, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have a machlaikis. They have two different ways of looking at Briyas Shammayim v'aretz. So if so, so how does Beis Shammai explain Beis Hillel's pasuk? And how does Beis Hillel explain Beis Shammai's pasuk? Now, in explaining the machlaikis, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, the Yufei Toyar, which is the Pirush, on the Medrash Rabbah, on Parshas Bereishis, Parsha Aleph, Ois Tes Vov, says that the Machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is not about which one was created first. It's not, Tchila doesn't mean that one was first and the other one was afterwards. The Machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is what's the Iker Tachlis of the Bria. Is the Tachlis, is the Iker Kavana for Shammayim, or is the Iker Kavana for Oretz? Is the Iker Kavana for the Olam HaMalachim, for the Kisei HaKovid, for the Olam Ruchni that is Shammayim? Or is the Iker Kavana for Adam and for the Oretz and for the world, the Gashmiistika world of Olam Hazeh? Beis Shammai holds the Tafkid is Shammayim, is the Olam Ruchni. Beis Hillel holds the Tafkid is the Adam and his world. Now this Pshat is L'chaira very difficult. It's hard to imagine that Beis Shammai holds that the Tachlis of the Bria was not for the Adam. It's hard to imagine that Beis Shammai doesn't hold of the drasha that Rashi brings in the beginning of Parshas Bereishis. Bereishis, Bishvil Yisrael, Shenikra Reishis. So the Yefei Toyar is a difficult pirush to understand. There's a beautiful pirush on the Medrash Rabbah called the Be'er Mayim. The Be'er Mayim brings a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Lamed Omid Beis that says, Le'olam yehe Adam anvison kehillel, ve'al yehe kapdon keshamai. A person should be an anvison, a person should have anivus, like Hillel, and he shouldn't be a kapdon, like Shammai. Firstly, he asks, he's Meir, why do Chazal have to be Moisef, ve'al yehe kapdon keshamai? Once Chazal already tell us that a person should be an anvison kehillel, it goes without saying that he shouldn't be a kapdon. Also, how does the Gemara describe the midah of the Tzaddik Shammai in a way that sounds like it's lignai, as if he had a midah ra of kapdonus? Is it possible to say such a thing on the Heilige Shammai? The Be'er Mayim says that the Gemara is being meramis to an inyan gadol ma'oid ma'oid, to quote his words. And he refers to something which is also mentioned in the Sifrei Reb Tzaddik, l'mashal in the pre-Tzaddik Chanukah Maimer Ches, or in the Sefer Dover Tzedek, page 57. Reb Tzedek says in these Sfarim that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai had two completely different midas. The midah of Beis Hillel was similar to the midah of Avram Avinu. It was the midah of Ava, of Chesed and Rachmanos. The midah of Beis Shammai was similar to the midah of Yitzchak, which was the midas hadin, the midas hayira. Memela, the Be'er Mayim says that the midah of Anvison, Kehillel, was a midah of softness, of Ava and Rachmanus, that was the midah of Beis Hillel. And Kapdon, Keshamai, is not a gnai, it's a description of the tremendous exactitude of the midas Hayira and the midas Hadin with which he governed his life and with which he taught Torah. The Be'er Mayim over there goes through a tremendous arichos explaining the midas of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai and how it affects our Gemara. But perhaps based on his words, we can understand a basic pirush on the machlokes if Shammayim is the Iker or Oretz is the Iker as follows. Shammayim is the world of Ruchnius, and Oretz is the world of Gashmius, the world of Olam Hazeh. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person and placed him on this world with a tafkid to raise himself above the choshech and the gashmius, the physicality of this world, and to embrace ruchnius, to become ruchni, as the Mesillas Yesharim describes. The Machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was Kefi Midasam. Beis Shammai says Shamayim Nivra Tchila, the Iker is the Madrega of Ruchnias that the person achieves. And any amount that a person is missing in achieving a full connection with Ruchnias is a tremendous chisaron. Beis Shammai goes b'midasai, which is the Midas Hadin, the Midas Hayira. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, says that Aretz Nivra Tchila. It's not the achievement of Ruchnias that's the Iker, but it's the struggle that's the Iker. The aliyah from the transcending the pull of the Yetzirah and the pull of the Olam Gashmi, that's the true achievement and the true accomplishment in this world. So when Beis Shammai says Shamayim was Nivra Tchila, Beis Shammai is creating a standard where the Iker is the achievement of Ruchnias and to the extent that a person attaches himself to the world of Ruchnias. When Beis Hillel says the Aretz was Nivra Tchila, he's pointing out that the Iker is the struggle. The Iker is the Masa Umaton with the Yetzirah and the path of Aliyah, step by step, Madrega after Madrega, until the person reaches Madregas in Ruchnias. If we look back at the two Psukim that Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai brought, we can see this in the Psukim themselves. Beis Shammai brought the first pasuk in the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elohim es HaShamayim v'es HaOretz. Shamayim is mentioned first, and based on this, Beis Shammai said that Shamayim is Tchila. In this pasuk, it mentions HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Elohim, which we know always refers to Midas Hadin. Beis Hillel brings the pasuk, B'yoyim Asois HaShem Elohim, Havaya Elohim, Eretz v'Shamayim. Beis Hillel brings a pasuk that's machnes into the pasuk, the Shem Havaya, and then he puts Eretz before Shamayim. Zogt Beis Hillel, that Eretz is Tchila. And the pasuk that he brings as a raya is a pasuk that Taka mentions, the Shem Hashem, that has to do with Rachamim. In fact, Rashi and Chumash on the first pasuk in the Torah says that these two psukim indicate the mahalach of Bria Sa'olam, that mitchila Allah b'machshava livrei Sa'olam b'midas hadin, but in the end HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose to be mishatef ima midas arachamim. So we see this approach that Bereishis Bara Elohim es HaShamayim v'es HaOretz represents the midas hadin approach to Bria Sa'olam, and B'yoyim Asois Hashem Elohim Eretz V'Shamayim represents the Midas HaRachamim approach to Bria Sa'olam. Each one, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, looked at the world kafi their Mida and the Mida that they taught to their Talmidim. Now if we look at several other machloikzim between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, or between Hillel and Shammai themselves, we can perhaps see that this is not just a one-time event, that there was this type of machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The Gemara, the famous Gemara in Shabbos, on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, brings a machlokes regarding Neiros Chanukah. Beis Hillel holds that we are moisef v'hoylech. We go from one ner to two neiros to three neiros when we light the menorah. Beis Shammai holds that we're poiches v'hoylech. We start with eight neiros, and then we go down seven, six, five, four, and so on. According to what we explained, we can look at this machlokes perhaps the same way. According to Beis Hillel, the Iker is not the achievement in Ruchnias, but it's the Aliyah in Ruchnias. So we start with a small ner, we're moisef a little bit, then moisef a little more, until in the end we have the tremendous achievement in Ruchnias. According to Beis Shammai, the Iker is the achievement in Ruchnias, and therefore the greatest achievement in Ruchnias is first eight Neiros, and then afterwards lesser and lesser Neiros that we light on the Menorah. The Gemara in Erevin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, brings a machlekes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai if it would have been better for a person to be born. The Gemara says that they argued for 2.5 years, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, about this question. Beis Hillel held that it's noyach, that a person was born. It's better that a person was born than that he wasn't. Beis Shammai said it was noyach la'odam shaloi nivra. It would have been better for a person not to have been born. According to the way we learned, we can understand this. According to Beis Hillel, that even if we don't reach the highest madrigas, even if there are nefilos and chatoim, but the mahalach of growth, the struggle to grow, eretz is tchila, is still an accomplishment, is still a kiddush shem shamayim, so it's noyach la'adam that he was created. But according to Beis Shammai, that the ikur is the achievement in ruchnius, and falling short of that achievement is already a disappointment. So then it would be much better. Noyach lo shalei nevra. It would be better if he wasn't created. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, brings several stories of Geirim that came to both Shammai and to Hillel. And they had demands as part of their Geirus. One Geir didn't want to be Mekabel Torah Shebal Peh. One Geir wanted to learn the whole Torah al Regel Achas. Another Geir wanted to be made Kayin Gadol. Beis Shammai rejected these Geirim, and Beis Hillel was Mekabel them. The Be'er Mayim that we mentioned earlier brings this Gemara, and he says that Beis Shammai wasn't prepared to bring a Ger into the fold of Yiddishkeit if there were limitations of what he was prepared to do for Ruchnias. Because Shammayim Nivra Tchila, the purpose, the point, is the accomplishment in Ruchnias. But Hillel that held that the Oretz was Nivra Tchila, that the point is the struggle, that each Madrega after Madrega, that a person uproots himself from the Gashmias of this world is an accomplishment. For Hillel it was Kedai to be Megayer them, even with their limited scope and their limited Ratzon to grow, because Hillel felt that Madrega after Madrega is already an accomplishment. Now the Gemara we mentioned earlier in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, says that a person should be an Anvison Kehillel and not a Kaptan Keshamai. In this world the Psak is like Hillel, and the derech is the derech of Shiteif Ima Midas Harachamim. However, the Sfarim point out, and specifically Ayin, the Sefer Pri Tzadik, and Chanukah Maimer Ches, where he brings B'Shem the Arizal, that La'asid Lavoi, the halacha will be like Beis Shammai, because La'asid Lavoi, after Klal Yisrael does tshuva, and after HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nisgala on this world, then all of us will be able to Paskin like Shammai, and be able to live in a world that Shammayim is Nivra Tchila, and that the Ikar is the accomplishments in Ruchnias, because we'll be prepared to be Mekabel B'Shleimus, those Ruchniastic accomplishments. We move on to Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a Braisa, Omar Rabbi Yossi, Oy lohem labriois, sheroyois, ve'einon yoidois ma royois. Oimdois, ve'einon yoidois, al mahein oimdois. The Marsha here asks, why is it oy, why is it bad for the briois if they don't know what the world is standing on? The Marsha deduces from this that these amudim and all the things that the Gemara says support the world are referring to the ruchniyistika underpinnings of the world. And this is tragic for people not to understand, because it serves to instruct us in our mission in this world and in our avodah. With this in mind, let's examine the structure of the world as explained by the Gemara through the eyes of the two great Mefarshim on Agadah, the Maharsha and the Maharal. We'll begin with the Maharsha. What are the Amudim upon which the world stands, that the Gemara says the world is Oymid on Amudim? The Maharsha points to two Mishnayos, one in the beginning of the first parak of Avos, and one in the end of the first parak on Avos. The first Mishnah says, Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Oymed, Al HaTorah, Ve'al Ho'avoida, Ve'al Gemilus Chasodim. The second Mishnah says, Al Shloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Kayam, Al HaDin, Ve'al Ho'emes, Ve'al HaShalom. The Marsha says that these are the Amudei Ha'olam. These in Yonim, Torah, Avoida, Gemilus Chasodim, Din, Emes, Shalom. These are the Amudim upon which the world stands. These amudim, the Gemara says, are supported by mayim. What does mayim refer to? Zokti Marsha, that we know that Torah is compared to mayim. See Tainis, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph. So these midos, that are the amudei ha'olam, have a kiyum through the Torah, because it is only through the Torah, through a thorough understanding of Torah, that these midos can exist. The mayim, the Gemara says, is supported by horim, mountains. The Marsha explains that Harim refers to Tzadikim, who are often referred to as Harim in Chazal. L'mashal, the Medrash in Shmois Rabba, Parshas Boi, Parsha Tezvav Ois Dalid, and many other places, like on the Pasuk of Esa Einai El Haharim, that Chazal explained that it's either the Avos or Tzadikim. And as we know, the Torah was given over to Chachmei Yisrael to learn, to understand, and to pasken. We see this idea later on in this parak on Daf Yud Ches, when discussing the Isra Melacha and Chalamay, that the Gemara says, Loi Masra Nakosu Elo Lechachamim, that the Torah gave over to Chachamim to define and to delineate what the Isra Melacha and Chalamay is. These harim are supported by Ruach. The koyach of tzaddikim to be boicher b'toiv comes from their neshama, their ruach. That's where the goodness, the tahara, the ruchnias within them exists. But the ruach is supported by sa'ara, which is stormy winds, which is meramis to the yetzahara. Because without a yetzahara, there can be no bechira. And without bechira, there is no possibility of accomplishing our tachlis, which is livchar b'toiv. So all of this avodah that was discussed depends on the existence of a yetzahara. However, the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin in the first perek that il malei HaKadosh Baruch Hu oizrei eino yochalei, that without special siyat d'shmaya we would become victim to the plans of the yetzahara. So the sa'ara, the Gemara tells us, is supported by zroyoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the helping hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which supports a person that's balei taher and that wants to be boicher b'toiv to be able to serve the Rabbeinu shel Olam properly. This was the approach of the Maharsha. The Maharal, in Be'er HaGoyla, Be'er Shishi Ois Ches, has a similar but slightly different approach. The Maharal explains that in order for this physical world to be Davuk Bashem, it needs Emtzoim to bridge the gap between a physical world and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam who is completely Kadosh and Ruchni. The Gemara says that the world is standing on Amudim. These Amudim, says the Maharal, refer to Adam himself, who is the only Bria that is Oimed, B'Kayma Zakufa, he stands straight. The Kayma Zakufa of Adam is a result of the fact that he has a Seichel, which is the Melech of the Evarim, and therefore resides on top of his guf, as opposed to all the other Behemois and Chayos, whose heads are not on top, B'Kayma Zakufa. However, this Milo of Kayma Zakufa describes all human beings, Yidden and Goyim, because both Yidden and Goyim are B'Tselem Elikim, and both walk B'Kayma Zakufa. In order to be Davuk Bashem, we need to go on to the next level. The next level closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Mayim. As we mentioned earlier, Ein Mayim Ela Torah. Mayim refers to Torah. So the Madrega of Mayim is Merames to Klal Yisrael, the Mekablei HaTorah. The Mayim is standing on Harim. Here too, the Maharal learns like the Maharsha and says that Harim means the Tzadikim. And the Tzadikim are one step closer to the Kirvas Elikim, to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Tzadikim are supported by Ruach. Ruach refers to the Ruach HaKodesh, which is bestowed on those who are Oyved Hashem B'Shleimus, as we find, Lamashal, that the final Madrega in the Sulam of Rav Pinchas Ben Yoyer that the Mesilas Yesharim is based on is Ruach HaKodesh. After that leads to Tchias HaMesim. After Ruach is Se'ora. The Maharal learns that Se'ora is a Madrega higher than Ruach. It's the Madrega of Nevuah. Because it descends upon the Navi with tremendous kayach, it's called Se'ora, which is a storming kayach de geruach. And through Nevuah, the world has a connection, an attachment with the Bayrei Olam, so Se'ora is supported by Zroyoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The final inyan that we'll discuss on this daf is the Gemara that says, Kol HaPoisek Meidivrei Torah, Ve'oisek B'Divrei Sicha Ma'achilin Oisai Gachalei Resamim. Someone who interrupts his Divrei Torah and involves himself with Divrei Sicha, purposeless conversation, he will be fed coals made of resamim, which is a type of wood. It's fascinating that the Einish of Bittul Torah is referred to as something that involves Achila. The Chofetz Chaim in the Sefer Shmiras HaLoshon, Shar HaTorah Perek Yud, explains that Limar HaTorah is a mazayin ruchni, a ruchniistic sustenance for the neshama, in the same way that food sustains the guf. So mida keneged mida, if someone replaces this mazayin ruchni that's full of a ruchniistic nutrition and sustenance for the neshama with empty sicha, his oynish comes in the derech of ma'achilin oisai, that he is fed the roisim coals, the resamim. Interestingly, this idea that Torah is a mazayin for the nefesh, in the same way that food is a mazayin for the guf, is discussed by Arichus in the Hakdama of the Mishnah Berurah. There the Chofetz Chaim explains that just like nobody would think that just because a person changed from his weekday clothing to his Shabbos clothing that he no longer needs to eat, the same thing is true for the nefesh. When the neshama leaves the guf, it is really just removing its external malbush. But the basic metzias, that it needs mazayin in order to survive, remains the same. Except that the mazayin that the neshama needs has to be acquired in this world while the person was alive. A person is unable to acquire new mazayin in Olam Haba. And this is accomplished through the Kiyum HaTorah, through Limud HaTorah and Kiyum HaTorah. The Chofetz Chaim says that this is the pirush of the bracha that we say in Birchas HaTorah, V'chayei Olam Nota B'Seichenu, that the Torah provides us with a mazayin ruchni which allows our neshama to have a Kiyum forever. The Gemara brings a pasuk to support this drasha, a pasuk in Iyov, that says, Hakoitfim maluach aleisiach v'shoyresh resamim lachmam. The Maral, in the Sefer Nesivais Olam, Nesiv HaTorah Perek Tesvov, explains that the word maluach is a lashon of something salted, from the lashon of melach, salt. And this refers to the Torah which is malei tam, it's moisif tam to everything. Perhaps similar to the lashon of the Gemara in Kedushin, that the Torah is called a tavlin. And this person is koitev. He stops, he cuts off the maluach. For what? Alei siach, for the divrei sicha, which is tasteless and dry. And he is therefore fed gachalei resamim, which represents a very tasteful and very difficult achila without any cheshek or tainug. It's interesting that the Gemara changes the lashon of the pasuk of shayresh resamim, which refers to the roots of the Rosim tree, and says Gachalei Rosamim, which are coals made of Rosamim. The Marsha in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, says that the Gemara is being meramis to the fact that usually along with Bittul Torah comes Lashon Hara. And on Lashon Hara, the Pasuk does refer to Gachalei Rosamim. The Pasuk says, Chitzei Gibor Shinunim im Gachalei Rosamim. The Medrash Shmuel, in Ovis Paragimel Mishnah Tes, says that the Gemara makes this change because it's Mida Keneged Mida, that he's interrupting Torah, and Torah is called Eish in the Pasuk. So the Einish comes in the form of an Achila of Gechalim. Someone may ask, why does the Gemara have to say that he is Oisik Medivrei Sicha? Isn't it enough that he's Paisik Medivrei Torah? Once he's paisik medivrei Torah, that already should bring along an einish. What's the nafkamina, what he does when he's paisik medivrei Torah? If he's oisik medivrei sicha, or if he remains quiet? Rav Dessler, Michta Meliyo, Chelik Dalet, page 90, explains that one is who has oisik medivrei sicha is using the tremendous kayach of the peh, the enormous power that the Rabbeinu Shlom gave his peh to be able to generate a mazayin for his neshama, as we explained before, and he's using, or rather abusing, this peh for dvarim betelim. This is the avla here. Not only is he not being oisik bedivrei Torah, but he's using the keli that the Rabbeinu Shlom gave him for Talmud Torah, and he's using it for dvarim betelim. We find a similar concept to explain the enormous chet of speaking Lashon Hara in Sefer Shmiras HaLashon Shar HaZechira Perek Aleph, where the Chafetz Chaim explains similarly that the tremendous einish that the Yerushalmi says that Lashon Hara is keneged kulam is because the koyach of the peh is to generate Talmud Torah, which is from the greatest mitzvahs, which is keneged kulam. And of course, we should end by mentioning that mida tova meruba. If a person is oisik b'Torah with hasmada, in the words of the Chafetz Chaim, miskayei nafshoi le'osid lavoi lo netzach.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.